Imagine me when I'm old. This will be how I dance.
I'm not sure dancing.
Shuffling in the chair.
Ooh, yeah,
I'm not sure dancing actually works on the radio.
No, I like it.
Essentially a visual medium, isn't it?
It is. But we're also visual because we're live on Russell Cain's Facebook page right now.
Yes, we are.
Whip on over to Russell Cain's Facebook page.
We're broadcasting this live online at the same time.
Yeah.
It's foot reading, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got Jane Sheehan in the office.
Jane in the house.
Yeah, she's from Manchester, mate.
Yeah. Yo, show me your feet. Yo, yo. What's wrong with you?
He's allowed to say that because his wife is from.
When you do that.
I know. Like, I'm married to a Manc. Can you believe it?
A Manc.
Yeah, yeah. So our children's going to be half northern, half southern. So Brummies.
Oh, Manc is a word though that we use in Ireland as like Manc is not good, like manky.
Yeah, like manky.
Yeah,
yeah.
Manky?
We have manky.
Oh, do
manc
oh, really?
Means something different.
Oh yeah, okay. Mancunian. Like a Mancunian.
Yeah. Mancunian.
Wasn't that a movie that was it? Meryl Streep was in Mancunian Candidate.
No, that's Mancurian. Oh my god. That would have been a different spy movie. I'm here to collect all your secrets, your hacienda. Sally can wait.
Oh my god, wow. I'm sorry. I knew they were similar. Right, let's talk about feet.
Badger.
How does one become a foot reader? First of all, what is a foot reader?
Well, foot reading, I read emotions and personality through the structure, the texture, the deviations on your feet.
Okay. So like palm reading, but in your foot.
Yeah, yeah, except not spooky. I'm not speaking to the dead or anything like
right.
that.
Right. But what do you generally find out about a person's foot? About a person through the foot.
Personality. So, right. For example, if you've got bunions,
yeah.
I would read it as you are bending over backwards, doing far too much for others, not enough for yourself.
But you wouldn't read that as just stop wearing high heels, babe, you're getting old.
Well, that's hereditary, you see. So, it wouldn't help wearing high heels, but you were going to get them anyway.
Can I just ask a question? What would, not for me, for a friend, a verruca indicate? Not me, obviously.
There's a couple of things. Deep-rooted issue, so bad it's eating away at you, and where it is on your foot tells you more.
Okay.
So if it's on your heel, it's about concerns to do with plans for the future. Or if it's below your fourth toe, it'll be about relationship problems.
Cool. Like I say, it's not me, so I don't know why I brought it up. Anyway, just my right foot today, if that's okay.
Because his left foot has the verruca on.
I don't have a verruca.
He does, and he has a real hoof with like sweet corn stuck in his tail.
If you have a hoof, what does that mean? Does it mean you're Mr. Tumnus? Well, when are we going to do the foot reading now or after the next song? We're going to crack on. Angela, you go first. Come on, your foot's up.
Okay,
ready.
I'll go. I am ready. Okay, so, love reflexology. Is there any connection between this and reflexology?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, which foot do you want, right or left?
Right foot's past, left foot represents the present.
Oh, so what one?
So both.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Get in.
Like to see who you were and how you changed.
Okay, I'm just doing a little like wipe around it. Now, I've brand new shoes, so I do have a blister. Don't judge it. It's just the shoes. So
that's
it doesn't
right.
mean anything about my past.
I have a friend who's a shoe reader, and she'd say
a
about
shoe
your
reader?
Shoes that you are very practical, down-to-earth, pragmatic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
That's how I think of Angela, a very sort of practical, organised, grounded person.
Oh, on the floor. I don't know why I was giving them
the
to you to look at.
The top of your foot represents what you want people to know. The bottom's what you keep to yourself.
Okay.
So looking at your feet, you've got a short big toe, which means multitasker, thinking 20 things at once, putting 10 into action already.
Yeah.
Very long next to the toes, which I would expect, because that means talkative, expressive, chatty.
Yeah.
Elongated second toe, which means natural leadership qualities. And if you're not in a leadership role, you'll become bossy.
Hello. Welcome to my lab.
Would you consider myself me bossy?
No, not at all. No.
See, I have an
Tell
issue
me
with
I'm bossy. Tell me
I have an issue with the word. No, I do have an issue with the word bossy because you would never call a boy
assertive.
Bossy. Yeah, see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On we go.
There you go. Assertive. Bossy. Yes.
Jane.
And an arch. You've got a very nice arch there.
I do. There's like an
ex-Irish
dancing arch.
Oh, very nice.
Does that mean she's an arch person?
She doesn't mean she's an arch villain. It means that you're very independent, have strong inner resources.
Yeah.
You find it hard to ask for help because you think you can do it better yourself anyway.
Sounds about right.
And to re-energise, you need time on your own.
This
Too
is
much
so
time
true.
With others is draining.
I literally have to like hibernate in a cave.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I find it really antisocial.
Yeah.
But I love it.
And that's part of having the high arch. The higher the arch, the more you need that.
Oh,
the lower the arch, the less.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then what? Okay, onwards.
Right.
What else?
So what else?
See, like this is a little sticky out bit where I had a stress fracture on my foot years ago.
Okay. In reflexology, that would be the spine reflex. So that would indicate problems with the lower spine. So lumbar, sacral spine.
Okay. So yeah. Let's talk about underneath. Should I pop them up like this?
So if you put the feet on the table.
There's some foot fetishists really enjoying this on my Facebook. I can't read out some of the stuff that's being said. Okay. But we are a hit in certain sections of the community at the moment. I'm just going to zoom in on the toe for David from Colchester.
I'm like just checking they're clean-ish. They are like, they always are a little bit like that yellowy.
Yeah. Angela Scanlon's naked feet, guys.
There's a line between the big toe and the second toe on the ball of the foot. And yeah. It's on both feet, but it's deeper on the left foot. And this means you're deliberately keeping your logic and emotions separate to deal with your emotional life. And it's a habit. You've always done it, showing on the past foot, showing on the present foot.
So what? You break that down for me.
So you're deliberately keeping logic and emotions separate in order to deal with your emotional life. So one will kick in, the other will have a delay.
Oh.
Amazing. Kevin's just asked, Nick Edwards has asked, what does it mean when your feet smell like sugar puffs? Anything in particular?
I'd be a bit worried. I'd be thinking, go and get it checked out because...
or lick them.
Diabetes myelitis is called that because Brilliant. You smell of honey.
Give me some Richard Ashcroft now. That's diabetes both. Music.
But if your feet stink...
Fade her out. And life can be so vicious.
If you have just joined us, we are in studio barefoot, running through the carpet.
Yes.
We're having our feet read by Jane Sheehan, and she has told us some interesting stuff. In summary, my feet, which have been read first, have thrown up all sorts of emotional issues where I have an inability to combine logic with emotional reason. Does that make sense?
Ben's nodding.
Something like that. Send in pictures of your feet if you would like Jane to have a little look. So which would you prefer? Soles of the feet or top of the feet?
I like top view first, then bottom view.
Top, bottom, right, left, the whole shebang.
Make sure you get a good view of the toes on the top view and a good view of the whole of the foot on the bottom view.
Okay, toes top, whole back. Right,
I've got a question. Can you work with just one foot?
Yes.
Good.
Okay, fine.
Right, I'm going to work with my right foot because my left foot's
Russell
too much
has a dodgy left foot, so we're about to see.
So put your foot flat on the floor.
I don't want it to be exposed that I'm in the Illuminati.
That's great. Okay, so what we have here, the shape of your big toe is really interesting.
It's really big. I've got big, wide.
Very wide, but very narrow at the neck of the big toe.
Yeah.
So this means you're thinking a hell of a lot, but you're not saying half what you're thinking. Now, given how much you talk, that's quite interesting.
Yeah. What are you saying? I'm not saying half, but I only ever say what I'm thinking. I've got very...
Yeah, but you're not saying everything you're thinking.
But
you
what does it mean? If your feet are very long and wide, there's a lot of girth to them and length. Does that represent anything?
Yeah. If your feet are wide, it means hardworking.
Does it mean our home, baby? Does it mean that?
No.
There is no link between your feet.
No, there's been no study that I'm aware of between the correlation between "Hello, baby, I'm home."
Right. Okay. Cool.
And your feet.
So you're saying you're saying I suppress, but I will get in a taxi and tell the taxi.
I'm not saying suppressed. No.
No. Right.
I'm saying despite the fact that you're very, very chatty, you're still not saying everything you're thinking.
But I think that's for the best.
The bigger the toe pad. Yeah. The more you spend in your head thinking,
like
mulling things over.
I want to dress as Judy Garland and stuff like that.
Sort of
the stuff I don't say.
The
yet.
Stuff you don't say.
Yeah.
And then
will we ever reach
hairs on your
men? Sorry.
Hairs on your toes mean
hairs.
That you're sensitive but hide the fat through deflection.
Really?
So I 100% agree with that.
Angela, stop agreeing.
I 100% agree with that.
I
think a lot of people
are
like, oh, what's the, but actually, he's quite a sensitive chap.
I don't
Lindsay,
hide the fact
is
I'm
he sensitive?
I don't hide the fact I'm sensitive.
No.
right? Well, and then your little toe is on its side.
What does that mean?
The more it's
can't
on
get
its
to
side,
market. Does it mean it can't go wee 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 all the way home?
It can't go wee 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 all the way home. It means that you're unconventional, rebellious, my way or the highway. So instead of going all the way home, you go somewhere else first.
Right, okay, cool. No. That doesn't mean I cheat or anything, Lindsay, if you are listening. I don't think she meant that.
I didn't mean that, no.
No, show us.
Now, I bet you can wiggle your little toe separate from your fourth.
Oh, hang on, you never let me wiggle.
Can he? Yeah, there you go. Oh. He can separate the little toe from the fourth toe.
Okay. And the I think that was degree, mild cramp, to be fair.
The degree to which you can do that is about having a sense of adventure, loving change, hating routine. If things get too routine, you'll deliberately upset the apple cart to see what's going to happen.
That's why it's so hard being a stand-up and not liking routines.
Yeah.
Ba-bum-tsh.
Right. And can you see all the necks of the toes are showing except this little one?
What does that mean?
Or the what?
Means most subjects you're happy to talk about, but you don't want to talk about plans for the future. You want to keep that to yourself.
Ooh.
That's for you to know and everyone else to butt out. Everything else you're happy to talk about.
Fantastic.
Amazing. More on that. Send us pictures of your toes. I'm sorry if I seem uninterested or I'm not.
Opposite of what to do on radio, we do it and somehow it works. I think the fact we know nothing is what makes us sort of edgy and creative.
You speak for yourself.
Yes.
I've got this down, don't you think? Slick as I come. That's me. Okay, so we've been having our feet read. Russell, I mean, had his foot read because he has got a secret verruca on his left one.
It's just a coincidence I spoke about verrucas and refused to take my shoe off.
Yeah, okay, right. Remember when you were a kid, if you went swimming, they had those little socks to stop verrucas?
Yeah.
I never wore them, but I loved them. I really wanted them.
I think they should come back in fashion, be like a fashion accessory. Could you imagine if, like, Jay-Z or Kanye did... bust out a tune with a verruca sock on with diamantes on it.
And
Everyone would want one.
Yeah. And a rainmate. So, you know, head
and
to toe. A rainmate. Do you remember
what's
those? Like what your granny had, like plastic rain hat that you tied on your
The Queen sometimes wears that.
Yes.
Have you seen her fluorescent outfit today?
No.
It's like a luminous neon green.
Oh, funny.
It looks amazing. What do you think her feet are like?
Now you've put me on the spot. I think short-toed and probably wide because she seems quite practical and down-to-earth to me.
Yeah, down-to-earth.
David
Icke 38 a mil.
They're all lizards, so it would be three-toed technically, wouldn't it?
Down-to-earth. I think the Queen was probably never described as that before.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I just imagine. Russell told me she earns 38 million a year, so I find it.
All the estates and the interest. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Sorry, I'm stuck for words. It's the first time it's ever happened in my life.
I always find on radio that being stuck for words is a definite drawback. Anyway, look, thanks for coming in to read our feet.
Yes. Right. Where can people read about you?
If you want to know more, see footreading.com. Right. I've got workshops all over the country. The next one's in Bradford, then Devon, Castle Blaney.
Can I just
Ireland.
Ask one question? If I suffered a foot trauma... Yes. And my foot was changed permanently the shape. Would my personality then follow the trauma to my feet?
No. Temporarily, your personality would change around the time of the accident because you'd be swearing and cursing and jumping up and down.
That's
on one
basically
leg.
My act. That's how I pay my mortgage.
But no, it wouldn't change your personality.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude. Thanks for coming in.
That's
coming
a pity.
In, Jane.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye.